Okay, we're going to spend most of the day discussing the sugya of Avinei Bo Sanes. Comes up three times in Shas. And you have it over here in Masechas Pesachim Daf Kuches. When it comes to Mitzvah Dal Kosos, that Noshim of Hayavos because Avinei Bo Sanes. Comes up in Masechas Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel Med Aleph, that women of Hayavos in Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah, Shavinei Bo Sanes. And finally, it comes up in Masechet Megillah Daf Dalid that Noshim Chayavos Mikra Megillah Sha'afen Hoy Bo Sanes. So Tosis by us points out we have two Tosis in by us. So Tosis on Daf Kuf Ches Mabed Masa Sha'af tells us that if it wasn't for the fact that Afen Hoy Bo Sanes, you might think that Noshim should be Pturos in Arba Kosos, because after all, it's Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, the same for Megillah, same for Chanukah. And even though these are Mitzvahs Drabbanan, we still apply the rule of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama to exempt women from time-bound mitzvahs. So, Kamash Malon, Afinei Bo Sanes. And then you have a Machokas over here, Rashbam and the Balei HaTosfos. What exactly do we mean when we speak about Afen Hoy Bo Sanes? And the Rashbam writes, and this is echoed by Rashi in all three places, is that women played a very, very unique role in the Yeshua of these three stories. When it comes to Chanukah, they played, when it comes to Esther, Megillah, they played a very unique role as the result of Esther. When it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Noshim played a very unique role. Bezchus Noshim Tzidkaniyos, Nigalu Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. And then Rashi points out in Maseches Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel that women played a unique role there as well by the Greeks. Is number one is they were uniquely attacked. Anyone who's learned Ksuvah's Daf Gimel, there was a Greek legislation that the governor would be Boel Besulos before they would get married, so they were under a unique threat. And Al Yidei Isha Nasis Hanes, the Nes came about through Yehudis, and that's why we have Milchiks and the whole story that women played a unique role when it comes to Chanukah. So you have two shitas in what exactly Afinei Bo Sanes means. According to the Rashbam, it is the unique role of women. Tosis finds that difficult. After all, the language of Af, they even. So if they play the prominent role, you wouldn't say a Lashon of Af. And then he writes that the Lashon of the Yishalmi is Afin Hoy Bosa Suffek, meaning they too were under danger, in danger, Bosa Sakana LaHashal V'LaAbed, and therefore what? And therefore they too were under threat, and because they're under threat, and therefore they were saved, they also have a din of a chiyuv in these commemorative mitzvahs. Okay, so that's the lay of the land. So number one, we just pointed out that there's a Beis Yosef who says a nafkumina halacha, a simple nafkumina, and that is whether avadim are chayavos in these three mitzvahs. Because when I speak about avadim, I'm speaking certainly about Eved Knani. And Eved Ivri is a full Jewish male. He's having all mitzvahs like any Jewish male. We're talking about Eved Knani. In general, Eved Knani is a person who undergoes a process of mila and Tvila before he's in Eved, and he's a quasi-Jew. He has a quasi-status of Kedushas Yisrael, and then ultimately when he is Meshuchra, when he's released, then he becomes, it is the completion of the Geirus process, another Tvila, and he becomes a full-blown Jew. So why is Eved Knani? So he has a status of, in Mitzvahs, as a status of an Isha, so it comes from the Beis Yosef and says, Anafkmin al-Halacha, between the Rashbam and the Balei HaTosfos, is whether, an Eved Knani is Chav Mitzvahs, if you hold that the women played a unique role, then what? Eved Knani didn't. And therefore, Eved Knani is exempt. If you hold that, no, they too were also suffix. So if there were Avodim Knanim, during the time of the Avanim, during the time of Antiochus, during the time of Mitzrayim, they too were also saved because they were quasi-Jews. They were also under duress. Okay.
Do we just group all of them together? Because does it make sense to say that they're not in, like, in the tribe, and therefore they'd be obligated to Dal Kosos?
As a category, yeah. Okay, so now we move on. So Tosus in Maseches Megillah, a very, very, very famous Tosis. And today's shir is we're Erev Purim, we're Erev Pesach, so we can get the best of both worlds. So Tosis cites in Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet two very, very important Tosis in. And the first Tosis addresses the nature of women's obligation in Mikra Megillah. Today we live in modern times, Baruch Hashem, and women want to exercise their halachic rights to go ahead and do what they can. So there is certainly movements to have Mikra Megillah, women's reading of Megillahs. So that is addressed here in Tosis. Can a woman be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah? What's the nature of her chiyuv? And then can she go ahead and either motzi other women or motzi men? So Tosis cites that the simple reading of the Gemara is that women and men have the same exact chiyuv. Nashim chayavas b'mikra Megillah. I mean, kamash shenashim motzi esach es achem dechovas. Now women can be motzi men in the mitzvah. He cites, according to the beginning of Tosis, according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, that women have the same exact chiyuv as men. And then he quotes a Tosefta, very interesting Tosefta, which addresses some, shall we say, complicated individuals. So the Tumtum and the Androgynous are complicated individuals. And the Tosefta addresses, let's talk about the Tumtum, that's the easier case. The case of Tumtum is a case where you have a human being whose genitalia are concealed. So you cannot tell, they're under a layer of skin, you cannot tell whether this person's a male or a female. And the Gemara tells us that, the Tosefta tells us that Tumtum cannot be motzi, neither a male nor a female, nor a fellow Tumtum. Why not? Because maybe this Tumtum is a female, and maybe, let's say, another Tumtum is a male. Presumptively, the female cannot be motzi a male. Or maybe this Tumtum is a female, so this Tumtum cannot be motzi another male. Or maybe this Tumtum is a female, and Tumtum cannot be motzi another female. It's mashma from the Tosefta that a female cannot be motzi someone else ide chavasa. And a Tumtum is definitely what I will call female plus. Why female plus? Because he/she might be a male. So it's, if a female, you tell me a female can be motzi a male, so certainly a tumtum can be motzi a male. Why? Because the tumtum is female plus. So if a female can do it, then a tumtum should do it. The fact that a tumtum cannot do it would seem to be a raya brura that a female cannot be motzi a male. That is the position that Tosis seems to say. And he says, Pshita, delo adifa isha meandroigenis, vechem pasku, and this is the psak, famous, famous psak of the Balach's Gedolos, di isha motzi mina avalo anashim, that maybe a woman can be motzi another female, but not a male, v'yesh lomar, and perhaps even further, desalka daite delo yoel kriyasa afil hotzi anashim, that even a, perhaps you might think that a woman cannot even be motzi a fellow woman, kamashon de chayavin. No. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that they're chayavin, that kol chayavin b'shmia, avadim nashmin tam. So the Balas Gedolos has the position that a woman is indeed chayeves in Mikra Megillah, but her chiyuv is a chiyuv of is a chiyuv of shmiyah. A chiyuv of shmiyah, meaning a fundamentally different chiyuv than that of men, and therefore for sure a woman could not be motzi another man. Perhaps a woman could be motzi another woman, but she cannot be motzi another man because she's a fundamentally different chiyuv than women.
Okay. We haven't proved that women can be motzi other women from this Tumtum case.
He seems to argue that the chiddush of the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Nashma Chayavos, that they can be motzi women, but they cannot be motzi men. Now, these are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether women have a chiyuv of kriya or a chiyuv of shmiya, and you will have in certain communities, in certain places, certain seminaries, they will have mikra megillah of women for women, and it is based on this position of the Bahag, of the Bali Atosis. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So it comes from the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes makes a very interesting comment. The Sfas Emes wants to line up what?
The other opinion is clearly that women cannot be mostly the other women.
The way it is presented in the Tosfos, I don't have a Shulchan Aruch with me, is that women, you might think that women can't even motzi the other women, kamash malan, that women can be motzi the other women.
Is there an opinion that they can't be motzi the other women? Because how does that make sense?
That they can't?
Yeah.
Because I think the way it would make sense, but again, I don't remember what it says in Shulchan Aruch, is if they have a chiyuv shmiya, so they have to hear the Megillah from someone who is chayav in the mikra.
There's a different mitzvah in all their mitzvahs.
What do you mean?
Meaning, they only have a mitzvah in being the passive one. So therefore, if they're not an active one, also they can't receive it from a person who's not chayav in the active part. That's like the.
They need a. No, their chiyuv is shmiya. Right. In other words, but again, the pashtus is. That a woman could be motzi another woman appointed to the baha. That's the pashtus. Okay. Okay, look at the Sfas Emes for a second. Interesting Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes suggests that you can link up the machlokes Bahag. Bahag, who says what? Shmiya. And we'll call this Rashi Rambam, who says Mikra. That this machlokes Bahag and who?
Rashi.
And Rashi Rambam can be linked into the Machlokes, Rashbam, and Baalei HaTosfos.
Rambam is on the side of Rashi.
Rambam happens to be on the side of Rashi because Rambam says that Nashim Avad Mutam Rechayv Mikra Megillah.
Yeah, what about the Mishnah
later on? I'm going to get them later on. Hold on. So what does the Sfas Emes say?
Rambam says. You can be ready to learn.
So first he says a chiddush. What do we want to say? What's an afkmini between? Between Tosfos and Rashi. We wanted to say avodim is a nafkamina. How did we want to say avodim is a nafkamina? What do we want to say? According to Tosfos, what? Avadim would not be chayavim. Why would Avadim not be chayavim? Because the nace was you. No, sorry.
No, that makes sense.
I messed up. It's Rashbam. Is that why would Avadim not be chayav?
Because women were actually involved.
Why would Avadim not be
chayav? No,
yeah,
that's
the question.
They didn't make mistakes. Bahag is like Rashbam.
Okay, good. Rashbam. In other words, according to the Rashbam, why is it that women are chayavos mitzvahs? Because they played a unique role. Since they played a unique role, so what's the halacha? So they're chayavos. But Avadim would not be Chayavos. Avadim would not be Chayavos. Ktanim would not be Chayavos. It's because of the unique role that women play. However, according to Baalei HaTosfos, that what? That they too were involved. They too were saved. They too were God of Yeshua. So then that would apply to Avadim as well. So well, I hope that's not Rashi. That's Tosfos. That's Tosfos.
We're just switching up.
That's tough. No, but
Rashi.
Okay, I'll get it. Now, it comes on the Sfas Emes. And Sfas Emes says this comment, this split made by the Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef's chiluk, is not muchruch. It's not compelling. One is not compelled to say like this. Why? So look what he writes, first sentence. It's an important lumdish comment. Nira de la kol haperushin avadim chayavim. According to everyone, avadim are chayav. Why? Because what is the role of afin hayu ba'osanes? Is afin hayu ba'osanes the mechayev? Or is it the time? Why Chazal we're machayev women. Let me explain. If Afen Hoibos Hanes is the machayev, so what does that mean? It's the machayev. So if women then played a unique role, their chayavos, Avadim did not play a unique role, they are potter. But if you hold now, you know what the machayev of women is? You know what the machayev of women is? Chachamim said women have to read Megillah. Chachamim said. Why did Chachamim say? Why? Because Afen Hoibos Hanes. But what's the ultimate machayev? Serious Chachamim. Afen is not organically integrated into the chiyuv. It's a tam, but it's not the machayev. As such, now women are chayavos, and what's the rule? Whatever women are chayavos in, avadim are chayavim in, and therefore says the Sfas Emes across the board. When it comes to Avadim,
it would only be according to the second side of Chakir, though.
They're always high.
According,
he's saying, whatever, it doesn't make a difference which side. Your motivation, the tam, hagzera, was Mishum Afein, but the bottom line is, the Mechayev is not kind of, let's see inside.
Saying in his Chakira.
Near Allah, okay, we'll get this later in a second. Near the Chola Perushim Avadim Chayav, and Shein Tamachiv, Ain Tamachiv Shaybos Anes, El Deyau Chacha, Datakona Hayagam Aleyah. It is just a motivator, but it's not the Mechay. Umemela, Avadim Shedim Bechol Ator Kenoshim, Chayav in Kana. Ube Plukta de Rashbam Betos is Efsher, De Talia Beplukta de Behag Verashi. And now you could argue that the Machlokas Bahag and Rashi regarding Mikra Megillah is dependent on the Machlokas Rashbam and Tosas. Why? Dila Bahag Chayav Rak Bishmiya Hike Rashbam. Says the Sfas Emes, the Rashbam is with the Bahag. Why? Are women Chayavos like men, or are they not Chayavos like men?
They're not.
Are they chayavos like men or not? So, I want to graft now the Griz and the Bahag in a very, very important and famous yisrael. Rabosai, this is on a lumdish level. This is really nice, smooth, simple lumdish. But I want you to hear this because, again, the Griz, it can be applied in a lot of different areas. Level 1, level 2, level 3. Level 1, there is a mitzvah of, we'll go with Mikra Megillah.
The first gris is the same
gris. It's the same gris. Level 1 is a chiv of Mikra Megillah. Who does that chiv apply to at level 1?
Everybody.
Level 2, we have an exemption. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. It's a time-bound mitzvah. So therefore it generates a p'tur of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. That's level 2. And that level 2, does that apply to Dalakosos? Yes. Does that apply to Ner Chanukah? Yes. It applies to Megillah. That's level 2. Now comes level 3. And level 3 is a tier 3 Mechayev. What does it say? Af Hein Hay. Af Hein Bo Sanes. Now the question is, what is happening at level 3? What is happening at level 3? Two possibilities. One possibility is level 3 is bringing us back to level 1. It basically undermines Afen Hoibos Hanes, and the normal p'tur which she has is neutralized, and we're back to level 1. That's one possibility. The other possibility is Afen Hoibos Hanes is a tier 3 mechayev. It's a tier 3 mechayev. And Pashup Shat, the entire sugya, revolves around that core chakir. How can you argue? Let's start with Rashbam. Let's start with Bahag and Rashi. Is the chiv of a woman, can a woman be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah? Says Rashi in the Rambam?
Yes.
Yes. says the Bahag? No. What lichora does that depend on? Yeah.
Well, Rashi and Rambam are reading it from the third level, you know, undermines the second part.
In other words, according to Rashi Ramban, level 3 Atenei Bo Sanes brings you back to level 1. What's at level 1? Men are chayavim in Mikra and women are chayavim in Mikra. It's the same exact chiv. So now, men and women are exactly the same. Men and women are exactly the same, and therefore a woman can now be motzi a man because we've override, we put everyone back to level 1. What about according to the Bahag? So the Bahag says, no, women and men don't have the same chiv. Why? Because we're not back to level 1, we're at tier 3. At tier 3, you know what we have? A new mechayev. And I would even argue further that this new mechayev is a mechayev that is generated by some magical words. Afen hayu dosanes. Meaning what? It's a mechayev of, I'll call it, what is this? I'm going to call it Persumenisa. It's a mechayev of Persumenisa. They have to be involved in Afen hayu dosanes, Pirsum hanes. And as such, how does a woman satisfy that obligation? So by being part of the tzibur that is hearing Megillah, Shmiya, that is the tier 3 chiv. This discussion is equally relevant to Avadim. And that's what the Griz talks about as well. When it comes to Avadim, is an Eved Knani chayiv in these mitzvos? So it depends. What does it depend on? If you are taking, if Atenei Bo Sanes is doing what? It's bringing it back to tier 1. So with tier 1, we've undermined the Ptur Mitzvah Shizma Grama. Everyone is chayv at tier 1, and therefore that would include even, that would include women, and include Avadim as well. If, however, it's a brand new mechayv of Atenei Bo Sanes, so that brand new mechayv might be peculiar to, to who?
Women.
To Nashim, especially if you're operating with the Rashban. Because what is the Rashban telling you?
It's because there's Kim role.
They had a unique role in the Nase. They brought about the Nase. Therefore, there's a specialized tier 3 chiyuv that is unique to Nashim called Afen Hayu Bo Sanes. Now, why do I say this chakir is really important? Because this chakir can apply everywhere. There's a lot of applications of this chakir. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. For example, can a woman be motzi a man in Kiddush?
No.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah, don't say no. It's an interesting question.
It depends.
Maybe it does depend. Maybe it does depend. Why? Because on a baseline level, it's a chiyuv kiddush. Zoch zeh shabbos kach. But Kiddush l'chol is a mitzvah se'ed, asman growing up churros. Tier 3, kol sheyeshno be shamor, yeshno be zachar, women are now chayavos. What does that chiyuv do? Does it bring you back to tier 1? In which case now women can be motzi men, or does it, is it a new mechayiv called Zachar v'shamor, and that perhaps would not allow women to emote cement.
Can they emote themselves then? Because then you say they could only have the chiyuv to hear, not the chiyuv to say it themselves.
Well, again, I'm not saying hear or say, but in other words,
like the shmiya versus kriya.
Correct. Could be an issue. Again, most in that case, most assume that women can be motzi men. In Kiddush, there is a bach in Hilchos Kiddush that could be read otherwise. But again, this is going to apply in a lot of different scenarios. Now, I want to just mention one more thing, and I'll take a quick question. Please open up to the second Tosin Megillah, a very, very important Tosis, and a very, very lumdish Tosis, and I think this Tosis really puts this whole shtickle Torah and brings it home. Take a look at Tosis, Dira Masel, Shavinei Bosanes, in Megillah, Dab Dala Medav. So Tosis writes as follows. He quotes the Machlokas Rashbam, Baliatosis, okay, that's Chazara. And then he asks the following question. Gabi Matzah. What about when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah? Yesh Matzah. Lama li hakesha. Why do I need a hekesh? Dechos yesem batoch alchamet yesem bekumecho matzah. Typically, I need to say mitam sheinoy bosanes. Why do I need? Why do I need a special hekesh of kol? Women should be exempt from matzah, no? Mitzvah say sheh, hazman grom. So we go matzah tier one is everyone's chayv. Now it's a mitzvah sheh zman groma. What's tier three? Tier three by matzah is a hekesh. Kol sheyeshno be baal toch al chometz, yeshno bekum echol matzah. Good. So now, following question. Says Tosis. Why do we need a hekesh? Why do we need a hekesh? Just give me a svara of Afin Hayu Bozanes. We apply that svara by Dal Kosis, applied as well by Matzah. That's Tosis Kash. Tosis gives two answers. Answer number one is the svara of Afin Hayu Bozanes only works on a drabbanon level. And you're not going to find any doraisa that gets triggered by Afin Hayu Bosanes. All the three examples, that's Tosa Shitase by us, all the three examples that we have, Megillah, Chanukah, and Dal Kosos, all drabbanos. You don't find Afin Hayu Bosanes is a mechayev on a doraisa level. Okay, yeah, fair.
Hekesh is better.
Hekesh is not only better, but Afin is as far as only works on a drabbanos level. Good? Good? Okay. Then Tosa quotes Rabbeinu Ish Miyushalayim. Now, I want to analyze this Rabbeinu Ish Miyushalayim because most of you are checklist Jews. You read a Taisis, you read a thing, and like, okay, whatever, vayt. Now, in this one line, Rabbeinu Ish Miyushalayim, there is a tremendous amount of lumdus.
Finished.
So look at the Rabbeinu Ish Miyushalayim. He says as follows. Shh. So Rabbeinu Ish Miyushalayim tirates. You might think that a woman should be exempt from matzah based on what? Based on Gzeres Shavah. Which Gzeres Shavah? Tesvav de Chagas Sukkos. Because women are exempt from what? From Sukkah. Why are they exempt from Sukkah? We have Gzeres Shavah. Tezvav by Sukkah to Tezvav by Pesach. You might think they should be what?
Potter.
They should also be potter in matzah. Kamash malon hekesh. So a couple of points. Number one. According to Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim, does Afin Hayu Bosanes work on a deraisa level? Does it work on a Doraisa level?
No.
The answer is Lechorius. Yes! Shah! It works on a Doraisa level. If it didn't, you don't need a new terrace. Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Miyushalayim is assuming that Afin Hayu Bosanes works on Dinim Doraisa. Hold on. Works on Dinim Doraisa. Meaning, and for some reason, it's still not good enough to overcome, to be mechayev matzah. Why is it not good enough to be mechayev matzah? Because of a hekesh. I'm sorry, because of gzeres shavah. Tesvav. Now just lumdicize that for me. Why does tesvav?
Wait, what works in a
teres
level?
Afin Hayu Bosanes. Why does Tezvav beat out Afin Hayu Bosanes? Because a text beats out a svara. A pasuk beats out a svara. Fine. That's a mistake. Okay, so now we have Tezvav tells us, should we be chayvin? Chametz or not?
No.
The woman should be putter in matz.
Because of mitzvah.
Because of no. Well, because of tesvav. Because of tesvav.
Because of
tesvav. Now what beats tesvav?
The
hekesh. So just explain, baby lumdus. Why does the hekesh Of course, yes, no, be bal tochal. Chometz, yes, no, be kumechol matzah. Beat. Tezvav, tezvav. Why does the hekesh beat the xerisha? Yeah.
Maybe we'd rather learn a hekesh from the same sugya than learn from a different topic.
Correct. Because the hekesh is much tighter textually than a xerisha. Where's the, how does xerisha work? You're a pasuk by sukkah, you're a pasuk there by Pesach. You link them together. That is not what I would call that. I call that Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not called Pashup Shat and Pasuk. When it comes to a pasuk that says, good, but it's still Torah Shabbat Peh. It's still Torah Shabbat Peh.
Technically,
yeah. No, not technically. Definitely. Definitely. However, when the Torah says, Shivas Yamin, Tochal Matzos, Kol Machmetzes Lotach Tochelu, that's in one pasuk. And what's it telling you? There is a linkage between the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah of Matzah. He who has Isser Chametz also has Mitzvahs Matzah. That's pshat in a pasuk. And therefore that's going to override a Torah Shabbat Peh Drush. Yafeh? Simple. That's hekesh. Yeah. Now, and by the way, there's a Taisis in Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel that says a hekesh you can derive on your own. You can make a hekesh. A xerisha shavu need a masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference? Because a hekesh is Torah Shebaal Shebichsav. Xerisha shavu, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. The hekesh you can, that's a simple reading of the pasuk. One second. Now that's the, so therefore, so bottom line, what does Rabbeinu Yossi Shushan say? What's his position? Is that women are chayavos in matzah because of a hekesh. What might I have thought? That they're potter because of tezvav. Rabosa, why were the Jewish people taken out of, why do we sit in sukkahs? Why do we sit in sukkahs? Not clothes, but why do we sit in sukkahs? Anani HaKavod, or because of? Okay, bottom line is, it's linked to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Do we say, Afein Hoi Bo Sanes, as to matters of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Yes, how do I know? Dalakosos. How do I know? Havamina, that we should say it by what? By matzah. But tezvav. Overrides. We need the hekesh. Abosa. According to Rabbeinu Yosef Yishmisholayim, does Afin Hoi Bosa Neis work on a Doraisa level?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. If that's the case, why is it that we don't apply Afin Hoi Bosa Neis to do what? To be Mechayev Noshim in Mitzvah Sukkah. After all, Sukkah, everyone's Chayev, Tier 1.
Yeah.
Tier 2, it's a Mitzvah Seisha'a, Zman Groma. Tier 3, Af Hein Hayu Ba'osanes. Now, according to Tosis in Psachim Dav Kuches, and the first day in Tosis in Mekil Dav Dalid, Af Hein Hayu Ba'osanes is not going to help us. Why not? Because it only works on dinim derabbanan, not on dinim d'oraisa. But according to the whole premise of Rabbeinu Yossi Yishmisholayim, it even works on dinim d'oraisa. So if that's the case, why does he assume as a davar pashut you don't apply afin hagos anes to what?
To sukkah.
So Soloveitch was bothered by this question when he was about 17, 18 years old. And he had correspondence in letters with his grandfather. With Rav Chaim. The correspondence. And we have a collection of some of those correspondence. It's collected by one of his son, what published it, and it's collected in a sefer called Igros HaGrid. The letters of the grid. Correspondent that he had with his son, with his mishpacha, with his father, with his grandfather, Anin Yonim, 17, 16-year-old Rav Soloveitch, bothered by this question. And he presented the following answer, which has since been published in Sfarim like Har Kedem and other Sfarim, but it is Pashim Shem. So what he argued is as follows. Af Hein Hayu Ba'os HaNes is only a Mechayev three times in Shas. What do those three times in Shas have as their common denominator? Megillah, Balakosos, and
Chanukah.
They're all presumes. They all are publicized in the mix. Said Rav Soloveitchik, did Rav Yosef Ishi Shalem have a Havamina to apply Afin Ayodos and Timachai women in Matzah? Yes, yes. But he didn't have a Havamina to apply it to Sukkah. You know why? Because he understood that the Mechayiv of Afin Hoibos Anes was limited to mitzvos whose very definition were Pesuma Nisa mitzvos. Ner Chanukah for sure. Mikra Megillah for sure. Dalet Kosos as well. Chag HaSukkos is a really nice mitzvah. It's a fun mitzvah. It's a gewaldige mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah that is a mitzvah of Pesuma Nisa. And as such, there is no mechayev of af hein hayu ba'oso hanetz. How do I know that these are the only three mitzvahs? Because if it's a mitzvah presume nisa, there's going to be, always going to be there, a bracha of she'asa nisim. Does Ner Chanukah have a bracha of she'asa nisim?
Yes.
Of course it does. Does Mikra Megillah have a bracha of she'asa nisim?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you'll hear it. A couple of nights. Does the Leil HaSeder have a bracha of she'asa nisim? No, the bracha of she'asa nisim. So the answer is, at the end of Magid, right before we have the second course, we're going to make a bracha. And the bracha is, this is a long bracha, but it's a bracha of she'asa nisim avoseinu v'ayimimahim bazman hazeh. It's a bracha of she'asa nisim. That's the litmus test of a mitzvah of Pesume Nisa. That's the mechayiv of Afin Hayvos Hanetz. So when it comes to mitzvah sukkah, he understood as a davar pashut. No, Afin Hayvos Hanetz is not relevant. Even though it can be relevant on mitzvah doraisa, but not on mitzvah sukkah, because the mitzvah sukkah is not a mitzvah of Pesume Nisa. That's the Soloveitchik's chiddush. Reading between the lines. You'll never hear it's a one line Rabbi Yossi Yishalayim. It's two sentences. But what sometimes when you read a Rishon, you have to see not only what he's saying, but what he's not saying. And that's the Chiddush of the Rav. Tomorrow, the Mitzvah of Chinuch and Ketanim in Dalet.
Okay, anybody?